she hadn't shared before. And perhaps that she would think of something new that she had shared before. I don't know. Silly lamb. Whatever, she was quite perplexed because she felt like she'd done a pretty good job of telling about her great, 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 great grandmother's trip to the stable where Jesus was born. She was a bit hesitant, but came around to agreeing with me. Of course you did. Now, I have to ask you, are you going to preach this tonight? No? I have to preach it? As usual. Well, now, maybe we'll take a minute to be reminded of a little bit about what happened that night long ago. If you remember, Wilma was the name of her great, 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 great grandmother. And when Wilma was a wee little lamb, a really bright star appeared and lighted up the sky so it felt like daylight. And then there were angels. And the angels told the shepherds to follow a star. That sounded like a dumb idea to Wilma. I mean, who would want to go anywhere besides their safe hillside in the cold, dark night? Humans, being the curious beings that they are, were excited by the angel's message, and they immediately made plans to go and see this child that was born in Bethlehem. Wilma had never been to Bethlehem. Even as the shepherds made preparation and snuggled the flock together with a few shepherds to watch over them, Wilma was plotting how she could go to Bethlehem too. And even as a wee little lamb, Wilma was adventuresome. She tagged along behind where the shepherds couldn't see her and followed them on their way. Can you imagine what the city of Bethlehem must have felt like to that little lamb who had never left the green pastures of a mountainside? Well, you all remember this part, right? Remember that Wilma was able to follow the shepherds to the stable and see the baby that the angels talked about. And the family, stop. And the family was in the stable because all the places to stay were taken. That poor family had to sleep on the cold ground with just a little bit of hay for comfort. Wilma was amazed that none of this seemed to bother that beautiful woman and her sweet, sweet baby. The man that was with her seemed strong and determined to make sure his family was all right. Now here's the part that Wilhelmina did not tell you before. She did not go back. Wilma did not go straight back with the shepherds. The woman who she heard was named Mary, and Mary called her into the stable so that she could see the baby. And she slept beside Mary all night to keep her warm. When she woke up the next morning, she didn't know what to do. She had no idea how to get back to her flock. She was scared. She was lost. She wished that she'd been a better listener and done what the shepherds told her to do and stayed with the flock. Then the little baby woke up and looked at her and smiled. And she knew that somehow everything was going to be all right. As she thought about it, Wilhelmina remembered that Wilma had an aunt whose name was Winona. I know. Now, Winona had her own amazing encounter with this woman named Mary. Winona was not a sheep of the fields. She was a city sheep. And she was very, very nosy. She didn't like the city very much. As many years ago, when they were traveling through the city, she got separated from her flock. And she could never figure out how to find them, so she was resolved to make the best of the situation. She was sad and angry to be lost and that no one had tried to find her. She loved to wander through the village and listen to all the gossip so she could pass it on to her friends. She wanted everyone to feel as bad as she did, as lost as she was. One day she was walking along, minding her own business, as much as a nosy sheep can, when suddenly she saw the brightest light she'd ever seen in her whole life. And then she saw an angel For a minute, she was sure that she was dreaming, but she knew good and well that she was wide awake. She gazed upon the face of the woman that the angel visited and felt deep in her heart something she had never felt before. She wasn't sure what that feeling was. She couldn't remember ever feeling it before. After the angel left, this young woman was contemplating all that had been told to her. She was not afraid. She was excited, but she was also humble. Mary's trust in God and her willingness to do something for God's sake and for the world's sake, in spite of what it might mean to her own safety, was astounding. Winona considered herself and how her life seemed to revolve around spreading gossip, sometimes things that were true, and sometimes things not. She wondered if perhaps she might become a better sheep, a sheep that spread love to others instead of gossip and lies. Winona thought changing was a really good idea, but she didn't know how to or if she could. And she certainly wasn't sure that she believed in love. She really didn't believe in anything. She'd been alone and lost for such a long time without her flock, she had forgotten what love was. Now, being a nosy gossip was what she was good at. So even though she was overwhelmed and impressed by the showing of an angel to this young woman and her lovely, humble response to what it was that God asked her to do, Winona couldn't resist the temptation to spread the juicy gossip that Mary was pregnant. And oh, by the way, she wasn't married. Some months later, Winona was looking for a place to sleep for the night. She thought of the nice barn behind the inn and figured that's where she would go. There might even be a bit of hay that she could snack on. The city was busier than usual because people had come to be counted for the census. As she headed for the barn, suddenly there was a bright star, a star she'd not seen before, almost as bright as the light, maybe brighter than the light of the angel, and the star seemed to be moving in the same direction that she was. She was thinking about that woman named Mary, and she thought it was about time for that baby to be born. The star followed her, but it wasn't long before she realized that the star was not following her. She was following it. She arrived at the stable to find it surrounded by shepherds that were praising God, and she peeked into the stable and saw Mary holding the baby. And she saw that same love reflected from Mary's face that she saw after the angel visited this young girl. She thought she was the only sheep around there, even though there were a lot of shepherds, but then she noticed another sheep peeking around the corner, looking in at the mother and child. She couldn't believe it. It was her niece, Wilma. She and Wilma had been separated years ago. So she tip-hoofed. Sheep tip-hoof. They don't tiptoe. They don't have toes. She tip-hoofed around the back of the stable and snuggled up to Wilma. And Wilma, recognizing her, snuggled back with her. They were so glad to see each other. They turned their heads back to the baby, and again the baby smiled. Winona felt so much in her heart, and she knew it was love. She wanted to believe. So when the shepherds started to leave, Wilma and Winona did not leave with them. They stayed by Mary and the baby all night to keep them warm, just as Wilma had told her story before. The next morning, Wilma was scared because she was lost and she had no idea how to get back to her flock. And then she saw her shepherd. He was looking around and he spotted her, walked over to her, and said, "Silly Wilma, I should have known you would sneak around and come here. Come on with me, let's go home to the rest of the flock." And then he looked, and in the shadow of the stable, he saw Winona. His face lit up with delight. "Oh, Winona," he declared, "how I have missed you. When you wandered away a few years ago, we searched and searched, but never could find you. Come with me, come home to your flock." So Wilma and Winona followed their shepherd. As they were leaving, Winona looked back at the mother and the child, and this time Mary smiled at her. Winona twirled around and shouted, "Now I know what love is. Now I believe." When they got back to the flock, everyone was glad to see Wilma and really glad to see Winona. Wilma told them the story about how the little baby made her feel like everything was going to be okay. After that night, whenever she felt sad or worried or afraid, she just remembered Mary and the baby that had been named Jesus. Winona recounted that she had rediscovered the true meaning of love and that she believed that Jesus was going to change the world. She believed. We are God's sheep, and God loves us. As we look forward to the year ahead, I pray that we will follow that way of love, that we will be the person that God made us to be kind, even in the face of unkindness, to love, even in the face of dissension, to forgive others as God forgives us, to treasure the words of this gospel reading that you heard tonight, and like Mary, ponder them in your heart. Amen.